There are certain items we don't take because we don't have a Gap ministry for that, which is like adult clothing, food. We do some emergency food or referral to food programs, but we don't directly provide food. So just if you have a question, I have also have a flyer out on the table out there that directly talks about the donations we receive. So you can always pick up one of those or go to our website to check it out or call us if you're just not sure. So, and next slide. That brings me to the heart of what I want to share with you today, because it's really new and exciting. Even through COVID, we have like just plugged along to build what we believe God is calling the local churches in our community to do. For the last couple decades, Loving nationally has been moving towards a more holistic model for helping our neighbors in need called transformational ministries. So just to clarify, the call center and the Gaps are not going away. The call center is the front door of Love Inc., and the Gaps provide that initial touch point for a lot of people. But starting this year, clients also have the opportunity, they're invited to participate in free volunteer life skills classes to help break those cycles of need and awaken hope for the future. A lot of people just don't have hope that it could ever be different for them. They just go through the same patterns year after year. And well, in Benton County, we're calling our program Grow Together, because we just that's what we want to do. We want to grow together. And our host site is Suburban Christian Church on Thursday nights. So Suburban is nicely situated, Corvallis and Philomath, for people to be able to get to it. And another couple notes about Grow Together classes. They're not intended to replace discipleship within churches. It's so important. But the Loving program is designed as an entry point, an entry ramp, if you will, for neighbors in need who may have never set foot in a church, but who are open to improving their lives in a Christ-centered environment. And then hopefully fall in love with the body of Christ, and we go from there. But it's just a neat opportunity to enter in. Those enrolled as clients can receive extra material supports and eventually mentoring, depending on their level of engagement in the program. And in our foundations classes that you see listed up there, clients can earn gift cards by attending a class and completing homework, which helps them make ends meet and encourages ongoing participation. So having said that, classes are also open to everyone, to church and community members who may not have material needs, may not be believers, but maybe. But they want to grow, you know, and improve their lives. So we firmly believe transformation happens best in community, and all are welcome to join in. With the support of Loving staff, everyone helping with these classes are volunteers. So participants are interacting with believers from churches all over Benton County. And if that's not John 17 in action, I don't know what is. Right now, we're running both foundations classes with about 20 people involved, which is great because we just launched last fall, and 7 client participants who are taking healthy steps towards growth in their lives. We just finished a Parenting with Love and Logic series in the winter and planning to add a Healthy Boundaries class in the fall. And just real quick, I have to share this. We have a client, a young lady, in her early 20s, she's actually going to college, but her family, her mom more specifically, has received help from Love Inc. for probably 10, 15 years. And so when this gal was a child, she would come to Love Inc. stuff, or she would receive help through Love Inc. Well, now she's a young adult, and she just got married last summer. So she decided to take our faith and finances class in the fall. She was one of the first people to sign up. And she came, and she just has the best attitude, even though things are not necessarily easy in her family still. And she got married, too, last summer. So she was trying to get her husband to come with her to class all fall, and he didn't come. But then when we did the parenting class in the winter, because of COVID cases, we had to flip it to Zoom for a little while, and then her husband started sitting in with her. And they don't even have kids yet, and they're sitting in a parenting class. And then, lo and behold, now the spring classes we started up, now he's enrolled in faith and finances. And they're just really, really growing. And she is breaking that generational poverty cycle in her family as believers are walking alongside her
to do that. So we're just more and more stories like that. We we'll be seeing and telling in the future. Last slide, how church members can engage. So you could volunteer in the call center, the office, Gap Ministry, or the Grow Together program. We have a spot for everyone, whatever your gifts are, whatever you're stirred to do. You can put in a volunteer application on our website. And when you volunteer with Love Inc., you are volunteering with your church and Love Inc. It's a partnership, it's not one or the other. So you can donate items for the Gap Ministries, like we talked about. You can partner in prayer. So valuable. There's a spot on our website. The first, if you pull up our website, it'll pop up and offer you to sign up for the praise and prayer emails that go out monthly. You can partner with us financially. It's to have that financial support is the foundation for everything that we're able to do and to offer. And so heartbeat givers, people who give monthly, are so valuable to the work of this ministry. And finally, you could participate in a product or a gift card drive as a church or a small group or whatever. We are needing to raise up more gift cards to hand out as incentives. Well, they're not just handed out, but they're very intentionally provided as people are engaging with the program. So those are some ideas. And I wanted to leave you with these little handouts are on the table out there. If you would each just pick one up, each family, and just pray over this. It just talks about how you can get involved with giving, volunteering, praying, a little QR code that'll take you straight to our website if you scan it with your phone camera. Just pray over that and say, God, what would you have me do? How would you have me be involved? And don't feel disqualified because of anything, really. Like, we can all kind of feel that, like, well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm too this. But God has a place for all of us in this community to serve the people that he loves so much. So thanks again for having me here today. I'll be around after service to answer any questions you might have. And thank you for your church's just very meaningful partnership over the years.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you for being here, Jen.